Psalm 5. A Psalm of David. O Lord, listen to my words, consider my meditation. Hearken to my call of crying out, O my King and my God, for to you I pray. O Lord, you hear my voice in the morning. In the morning I will marshal my thoughts to you and keep watch. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil dwells in you. Those who boast shall not stand in your sight. You hate all who are engaged in iniquity. You will destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the man of blood and deceit. But as for me, I will go to your house in the abundance of your kindness. I will worship facing your holy temple in fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness, on account of my adversaries. Make your way straight ahead of me, for there is no rectitude in his mouth. Their inner heart consists of lusts. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Condemn them, O God, let them fall by their own plans. Drive them out for the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. Then all who put their trust in you will rejoice. They will shout for joy, age abidingly, and you will protect them, and those who love your name will exult in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous man. You will surround him with delight like a shield. To the choir master, in singing set to stringed music concerning the 8th Day Division Choir. Psalm 6, A Psalm of David. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, and do not chasten me in your fury. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am languishing. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are agitated, and my inner being is very agitated. And you, O Lord, how long before you act? Return, O Lord, save my life and deliver me for your kindness' sake. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who can give thanks to you? I am weary with my sighing. All night I cause my bed to swim. I dissolve my mattress with my tears. My eye has been ravaged with grief. It has aged because of all my adversaries. Depart from me, all you who are engaged in iniquity, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will accept my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and be most frightened. Let them desist and become ashamed in an instant. Psalm 7. A Psalm of David of preeminence, which he sang to the Lord about the words of Cush the Benjaminite. O Lord my God, I have put my trust in you. Save me from all those who pursue me, and deliver me, lest he, like a lion, tears my body in pieces, crushing me, with no one to deliver me. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is any injustice in my hands, if I have requited evil to anyone at peace with me, or if I have spoiled my adversary gratuitously, then let my enemy pursue me to the death, and catch up with me, and trample on my life on the ground, and place my honour in the dust, Selah. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Raise yourself at the haughtiness of my adversaries, and rouse yourself for me by executing the justice which you have commanded. When the congregation of the various peoples surrounds you, return on high above them. The Lord will judge various peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and my personal integrity. Please may the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the just when the righteous God tests hearts and kidneys. My shield is by means of trust in God, who saves the upright in heart. God judges the just man, but God is indignant every day. He certainly will return and sharpen his sword. He draws his bow and aims it. He has also prepared his deadly weapons. He has fashioned his arrows into burning ones. Look how my enemy is giving birth to iniquity, and has conceived vice, and borne falsehood. He has dug a hole, and hollowed it out, but he has fallen into the pit which he made. His vice will return on his head, and his violence will descend on his crown. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing psalms to the name of the Most High, the Lord. To the choir master, in singing set to percussion instruments. Psalm 8, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent your name is in the whole earth. So set your majesty over the heavens. You have decreed strength from the mouth of infants and babies, because of your adversaries, to silence the enemy and avenger. When I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have established, I ask, what is man that you should remember him, or the son of Adam that you should visit him? For you made him a little lower than God, but you have crowned him with honour and majesty. You put him in charge of the works of your hands. You placed everything under his feet, sheep and oxen, all of them, and also the beasts of the field, birds of the sky and fish of the sea, and whatever crosses the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent your name is on the whole earth. To the choirmaster, the secret of the sun.